What's up, everybody? Ryan Turfer, the man on the moose here, and we gotta go fast because we're talking about Sonic today. So Sonic Origins is finally here. Of course, this brings together five classic Sonic games. I count them as five, even though technically, you know, Sonic 3 and Sonic and Knuckles are kind of the same game. But in this collection, you get Sonic the Hedgehog, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, Sonic CD, Sonic 3, and Sonic and Knuckles, all in one awesome package. So this, when it was announced, I wasn't super excited about it because these are all games that, you know, we've seen in other collections before. You know, as someone who's a longtime Genesis fan, or as someone who's, you know, had a Genesis for a long time and has played all these games on the older consoles, I wasn't really super excited to jump into this collection or anything like that. And in fact, I know that when it was announced, we weren't even planning on doing this extra review episode. But it just so happens that when we started to learn more about this collection and what was going on there, I actually got way more excited for it after it came out, after we got some more information. So when it finally released, I mean, I had to jump on it right away. And I had to tell you, I've finished all five games, and it was pretty quick to do so. Again, these are all old school games, so your total playtime for this collection is going to be between, you know, 8 and 10 hours, just depending on, you know, how many dimes you die, or if you get lost in some of the longer levels, or how often you're replaying levels, things like that. But for the most part, about 8 hours is how long it took for me to beat all five games. So what are the cool things that this collection does that really appealed to me as an old school fan? First off, you can play all the games in their original intended version, so 4x3, with a bunch of different border options and filter options if you want to, you know, customize the look at least a little bit. The only thing that is different from these versions, from the original versions, is some of the music in Sonic 3 had to be changed in order to get it in this collection, due to a whole bunch of other reasons that I'm not going to get into here, because not all of it's even confirmed at this point, although we kind of know what happened with that stuff. But it's part of the reason why we've never really seen it re-released after the Sonic's Ultimate Collection on Xbox 360. That was the last time we saw Sonic 3 make an appearance. So it's interesting to see it now. So you can play in the original versions, but again, getting back to what appealed to me about this collection was the new anniversary modes for each of these individual games. So what the team at Sega decided to do with all five games included in this collection is they went back to the original games themselves and essentially remade them from scratch in 16x9. So obviously these games were made in 4x3. They were meant for 4x3 TVs. And I know some of y'all might be thinking out there, but Ryan, if I play an old collection, I can select 16x9 and it like stretches the 4x3 picture to fit the 16x9 frame. But that's not what they're doing here. What the team at Sega did with these games is they went back and rebuilt the games from scratch so that they would work in native 16x9, which, in a lot of ways, I was a little bit worried about that because I was thinking that maybe that conversion might make them feel a little bit wonky to play, especially because you're adding just so much more. You're adding like another third of the screen itself, so you can see so much farther in the distance than you could on the original versions. So I thought maybe it would feel a little bit weird to play them, because we've seen other companies try this before and there's always mixed results. But I'm pleased to report, as someone who, you know, is a longtime, you know, Sonic fan, playing these games now in the anniversary mode is a fantastic way to play these games. I actually think it'll probably be tougher for me to go back and play the original 4x3 versions now, because I actually really liked the way these games play and they felt closer to something like Sonic Mania versus, you know, revisiting an old Genesis game. Not only that, but the sprites themselves have definitely gotten a facelift as well. I mean, it's not smoothed out or anything like that. You're still getting the jaggy pixels, but you're definitely seeing it in HD and it looks very, very crisp and clean. So I love the look of these games with the anniversary modes. On top of that as well, at the beginning of each and ending of each individual game, you also get animated cutscenes done by the same team that did the Sonic Mania animated shorts. They actually created cutscenes for each individual game that sort of fit the tone and also tell the story a little bit, because this game also includes a story mode, which takes all five games and stitches them together in a row, and then they're broken up by the cutscenes. So I kind of liked the way that they brought them together and kind of made it feel like all five original Sonic games are one game with this, with the timeline kind of connecting them. Because there's a lot of story elements that, you know, are hinted at while you're playing, but they're not like, it's not like overtly trying to tell you a story. So these cinematics actually do a good job of, you know, telling you the story between each individual games and kind of what setting the stage for what's happening with each game. So I thought that addition was super cool and unique. I love that idea. And of course, you know, one of the things that I was very excited about in this collection as well is we also have Sonic CD back again. We did get a re-release of this on Xbox 360, and it's actually what they did this time around is they went back to that and even made that in native 16:9 in the anniversary mode, but also totally cleaned up the cinematics as well from the Sega CD version, and also updated the Christian Whitehead version, which was the Xbox 360 version. And I think that game plays even better than the re-release, which was already a really good version of that game. And that's awesome to see, because Sonic CD is by far, I think, for me personally, my favorite Sonic game. So it was cool to see that game in particular get some extra treatment. But obviously, there are some negatives that come with this collection. Number one, you do have some reported bugs that I've heard about. Now, I will say that during my playtime with the game, I played it on Xbox Series X for reference. But during my playtime, I didn't run into any of the bugs, but there were some bugs where if you're playing with Sonic with Tails, sometimes Tails gets stuck behind a wall or something like that and just never comes back. And you just hear this noise of him just jumping up and down over and over and over again. I never ran into that problem myself, but I'm also not the type of person that usually plays with Sonic and Tails. I usually specifically pick one particular character. Although if you play the story mode, you are stuck playing with Sonic and Tails. But even then, like, I never ran into the issue a lot of people were reporting, as well as there are some other like small glitches and bugs, such as crashing or, you know, frame hiccups and stuff like that. But again, during my entire 8-hour playtime with the story and then another couple hours doing mission mode and whatnot, I personally didn't run into any bugs and glitches while playing the game. And then, of course, the other downer being the Sonic 3 music. I mean, of some of the most iconic zones in the game, like Ice Cap Zone, like Carnival Night Zone, like some of those songs are really iconic, and the songs they replace them with are just not up to snuff. They're fine, they exist, and I'm glad that there's, you know, at least some music there, but the music itself in those zones just are not up to the snuff of the bangers that we had on the original Genesis version. But, you know, that version's still out there if you want to go play that version. That's one of the nice things about this collection, where even though, you know, we got them in here in this fancy collection, and it does give the opportunity to a lot of new people who may have missed these games before to have a chance to play them for the first time. The Genesis version still exists in a lot of other places. And the cartridge on Sega Genesis itself is very cheap if you want to even go the old school route of playing these. So there are lots of options out there to play Sonic 3 with its original music. Just unfortunately, not here is not the ability to do so. But another mode I want to touch on that I mentioned briefly just now is mission mode, which the developers created a bunch of individual levels that are custom built in the zones in the different Sonic games. And they have you complete specific objectives. So if you played another collection before, like the Mega Man Legacy collection, you're very familiar with this idea where you will have a certain objective, whether it's to get through the zone that they created without hitting any enemies, or collecting a certain number of rings, or getting the Chaos Emerald in one of the special stages. I really like mission mode. I think it's super cool. I love the way that they take the Sonic levels and remix them in a way to give you something unique and fresh and interesting to go there. So I really enjoyed doing mission mode. I never finished it. I haven't finished every single mission, but I've S-ranked enough to get the achievements for all of them as well, because I do have the 1,000 gamer score. So I did complete, you know, about 80% of them, but I just didn't finish all of them. But I thought mission mode was super fun and definitely well worth checking out. As far as anything else you get in this collection beyond mission mode or the 5 games that I mentioned, you also get some concept art that you can unlock, as well as some illustrations from the Sonic team. You can also unlock a lot of the soundtrack, as well as, you know, the movies. You can play them anytime, as well as the Sonic Mania shorts. So if you want to rewatch those, you can in there. I love, you know, museum modes in games like this that give you a look back at some of the concept art, or just the artist's interpretation iterations of some of these games going forward. So I think it was super cool to go through a lot of this stuff. You do have to unlock all these using coins, which you earn as you play through the games, because I've totally forgot to mention they eliminate lives in all the versions of the games except for the classic mode versions, because you can still play them, as I mentioned, as intended in the 4x3 versions, with lives and continues and whatnot. But in the anniversary editions, you don't actually have lives or continues, that you actually earn coins, and those coins can be spent on things in the gallery and whatnot. They also can be used to, if you fail get obtaining a Karis Emerald, you can spend a coin to retry the special stage as well. So it is a little more forgiving for new players as well. But basically you use those coins in the museum mode to unlock a whole bunch of stuff. And I actually think this is a great move, again, for newer people to Sonic, because admittedly, some of these old original games are a bit difficult. If you've never beaten them before, this might be the first time you beat them, even if you played them back then, because they were really difficult. Especially Sonic 1 is definitely harder than a lot of people give it credit for. So I love this new inclusion, and I think it's a great move. But all in all, the only other downside I can really find with this collection, because I'm speaking a lot of positively about this, is the price tag. I do think it is fairly expensive. Here in Canada, it's $53. I believe in the United States, it's $39.99, which is pretty expensive. And then if you get the deluxe edition on top of that, you're spending another $5. And what that gives you is some extra coins to start with, as well as, you know, an animated background and other little things. Since I have that version of the game, I don't really know how much you're really missing if you don't have it. But if you feel like you're missing out, again, it's not a huge deal to pay the extra $5. It is a little bit weird that Sega would, you know, charge for animated backgrounds and stuff like that. Like, I think of it more as like you're paying $5 to get a head start on earning coins in the game. But you actually earn so many coins in the mission mode that, especially if you S rank them, that I really don't think you even need that head start. And because again, it's all for the museum mode anyways, or replaying, you know, special stages. So it's not really a huge deal if you don't have them anyways. It's not like something like Pac-Man Museum Collection that Sean and I talked about recently on a podcast, where in order to play certain games in that collection, you have to have coins in your bank. And if you don't have enough coins, you can't play the games. That's not the problem here. So I thought it was an interesting choice. But this is the type of game where, as much as I love this collection, I loved playing all these games again. But I'm also like a big fan of these games from the Genesis. I definitely think you get enough here that it does warrant the purchase. I don't know if you need to run out right now and get it at full price, especially because a lot of times with Sega games, we do know they tend to go down in price, you know, later in the year. So maybe you can wait and see with this one. But honestly, I think if you're a Sonic fan, if you like the old Sonic games, or if you've never played them before and you want what I think is probably the best way to play these games, then I think this collection's great, and I think it's right up your alley, and I definitely think it's worth checking out for sure. But I think it might be a wait for sale for me personally. That's my recommendation on this one. If you can wait and don't need to pick it up right away, I would wait until it's, you know, maybe $30 and then maybe grab it from there, because I definitely think there's a lot of value here, and they really, even though it's five, you know, shorter Genesis games and you can beat it in about 8 hours, they feel like fresh experiences. Plus, again, mission mode, I think, is really fantastic. So it's definitely worth checking out. I do think you should check this out at some point if you are a Sonic fan. Well, anyways, that's going to do it for this Extra Mile all about Sonic Origins and my review. What do you think about Sonic Origins? Let me know in the comments below. You can also hit me up on Twitter at Ryan Turford. You can find us on Twitter at Carpool Gaming, on YouTube at youtube.com/carpoolgaming, on Patreon at patreon.com/carpoolgaming. And speaking of which, if you're watching right here on YouTube, don't forget to like the video, subscribe to our channel. And again, let me know in the comments below what your favorite game from this collection is. And if you're picking this one up, I'd love to hear from you. Anyways, I'm Ryan Turford. This has been Extra Mile, all about Sonic Origins, and we're out.